Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to the podcast. Pointing the finger, living a life of blame is not the way to your greatest life. Find out what you can do about it in today's episode. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to the podcast. An interesting fact of life, and it's one that we see every day, and it's one that you would see every day with people around you, the people that you work with, the sporting teams that you follow, is that we often find it easier, we always find it easier to blame others than to find fault with ourselves. And how true is that? Often we look for others to blame for where we are, for who we're with, the mistakes that we make, for the stuff that we didn't get done, for the promotion that we missed, for the sales that we didn't get, for our lack of business success. It's so easy to blame others, to point the finger at others, than it is to accept ownership on the things that we're not doing. You know, blame becomes a place where people live. And pointing the finger rarely points the way to your best life. Pointing the finger rarely points the way to the place where your potential says you should be. Because when we look to blame others, we take away responsibility for ourselves. It's like that football coach blaming the referees, blaming the umpires on the one or two errors that they made and missing the whole point of all the mistakes that the team had made. When we don't accept responsibility for ourselves, we don't accept responsibility for where we are. And we don't accept responsibility for the mistakes that we made. The only way to a life of significance, a life of success, is to stop pointing the finger at others and instead turn it around and point it within. Turn it around and look in the mirror. Turn around and have a deep look within yourself. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. I know we didn't choose who our parents were. I know we didn't choose where we were born. I know that sometimes people do the wrong thing against us. People get ripped off. People get hurt. People get killed. Unfortunately, these things happen. It's an unfortunate fact of life. But living in a state of blame doesn't help us achieve the greatness that we have within us. Living within a state of blame doesn't help us unleash our greatest potential. Living in a state of blame doesn't help us appreciate our gifts, our talent. Living in a state of blame doesn't help us be grateful for what we have and who we're with. And living in a state of blame makes us bitter. It doesn't make us better. Let go of the blame. Look within. You know, shit happens at times. And when it does, no amount of preparation, no amount of hard work can help us, because our initial reaction will always be one of pain. Whether it's the pain of betrayal or the pain of just getting hurt. But it's only from that base can we then make the change. We can be accepting of the shit that happens. We can learn from the shit that happens. We can make adjustments to our life to minimize shit. And we can move on. Let go of the blame. Look for the lessons. Look within and forge ahead. You know, it was interesting on my social media feed today, a quote from my good friend Steve Maraboli. And he speaks of the fact that up until now, we have survived 100% of your very worst days. And guess what? You're still standing. So stand strong, my friends. Accept ownership of the situation. Let's forge on relentlessly. Let's forge on with a persistence, a perseverance for you to chase the greatest component, the greatest potential, the greatest success that you can have in your life. Forge on relentlessly. Pointing the finger rarely points the way, but we can use it as a guide for another one of our life's lessons. Learn the lesson, whatever it may be. If it means you stay away from situations, do it. If it means you stay away from people, do it. If it means you swallow your pride, do it. Whatever the lesson, take it on board and make the very best decision for you. After all, you owe it to yourself to be the greatest that you can be, to live the greatest life that you can have, to unleash the potential, to unleash the gifts, the talents that you have. You owe it to yourself. Stop pointing the finger at others. Look for what you did. Analyze what you did. Look within and forge ahead relentlessly.
Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause. Back to Coach Curl.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here again. Just before we sign off today's episode, we're up to episode 41. And we've received some incredible feedback and we're really appreciative of all the listeners and the people that engage with us. And thank you very, very much. Moving forward, we do want to keep our podcast down to less than 15 minutes. We want it to be a bite-sized chunk that will help to get you through the day, through the week, and give you some tips for making your life the greatest that it can be. Because I believe in you. And to help us do that, we're really wanting to hear from what it is. How can I help you? What topics do you want me to talk about? What people do you want on the podcast? Let me know. And you can do that by going to the contact page at coachcurl.com. We would love to hear from you and we would love to talk about the things that we know that you want to hear. So let us know who we should be talking to. Let us know what topics that you want us to talk about. Or give us some scenarios and we can certainly work through them. We've got some really exciting things happening up here in Brisbane over the next couple of weeks. We've got a gentleman called the Original Shark from the US Shark Tank. We've got Kevin Harrington here in Brisbane for 2 days only. Very honoured to be part of the team that are helping bring Kevin to Brisbane. I'll be emceeing one of the events with the Chamber of Commerce up here, so I'm really excited about that. In October, we've got the Carter's Cause annual lunch, and it's really very pleasing that we've locked in our guest speaker, so stay tuned for that. That's really exciting. He's an Aussie legend. An absolute legend, and he'll be speaking at the Carter's Cause annual lunch on October 13, Friday, so up here in Brisbane. So please save the date. We'd love to see you there. Just a big shout out to our sponsors, Think and Grow Business. If it wasn't for them, our podcast would not be happening. Shout out to my team at Think and Grow Business. Don't forget, buy my book. It's now available apparently at walmart.com, and that was pretty cool thing to see, because coming out of the retail game like I did, I spent a lot of time studying Walmart and the history of the business, and to see my book for sale there, admittedly at walmart.com. That's just a fantastic thing. So please check it out. Go to Amazon or walmart.com and buy my book. I'd really appreciate it. And 20% of all the proceeds from the book go to support Carter's Cause, helping kids born with heart disease. So until next week, have yourself an amazing week. And don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you later.